What if every part of your life, everything that you did, expressed who you truly were to the world? This is the Quest for Clarity, and today we're going to talk a lot about what makes you, you. Yeah, you heard me. Is it your hair? Is it the way you dress? Is it the way you tell a great story? What is it that makes you feel the most like you in any given situation? It's an interesting question because I remember for a very long time in my own life, I had this kind of philosophy where it was, well, I'll just do this now until I do what I really want to do. Or I'll just work at this job for now until I figure out what it is that I really want to do that was really an accurate expression of me. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about work, because what happens is we all think that, and we've talked about this before, we all feel like when I become, or when I graduate, or when I get that great job, then I will get to be who I am. And that's not really what we're talking about today, because you all know that I don't necessarily subscribe to that. So, but you have to remember that work, whatever that is for you, is an expression of who you are, or at least part of an expression of who you are. So this podcast was inspired actually by an interview that I heard that Jodie Foster did. And Jodie Foster, for those of you who know her, she's an actor, has done extraordinary movies. And for those of you who don't, well, please know that she's been an actor since she was a little girl. And she talked in this interview, it was actually quite funny, because she talked in this interview about, well, I thought that acting was the best job ever, and that if you weren't an actor and you weren't telling stories to the world, that you really weren't doing anything. And she realized, obviously, at some point in her career, probably not too far into her teens maybe, that probably wasn't a realistic perspective. And she realized, though, that work is an expression of who you are, that there are all kinds of different work that you can do. So I started to think about that a little bit. And I thought, gosh, okay, but where do we spend most of our time? And most of us who are adults and who have maybe families and homes or apartments, or we have bills and we have children, we have pets, whatever, our lives are full, well, obviously we have to spend a fair bit of time working. And so if that place that you go every day doesn't really feel like you, it creates this kind of a disconnect, if you will. So you feel like you're doing something every day that doesn't really fit. And that can be a challenge. Now, let's add a little bit to this discussion, and let's talk a little bit about another idea that I absolutely believe is what I do is not who I am. Okay, what I do is not who I am. It's part of who I am, but it's not the full expression of myself. Now, if you are in a job that you love, you may be shaking your head and disagreeing with me completely and saying, no, Jan, what I do is who I am. And maybe you do define yourself by your work. But I would say to you, look at the rest of your life. Look at maybe your family or your pets or your free time. It is not a full expression of you. And you're very fortunate. Please let me tell you that you're very fortunate if what you do love, and it is an accurate expression of you. But I would also ask you to look at people in your life who maybe are going to work and it's just a job, right? It's just a way to make money. So where then do you express yourself? If all you do, you go to work, you get up in the morning and you go to work simply to get a paycheck. Now, that's not a judgment. It's not a criticism, because there are lots of people that do. So I would ask you, where then do you express yourself? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Because there has to be, or I hope for you, maybe is a better way to say that, I hope for you that there is a part of your life where you feel like you are really you. So if you go to a job every day, maybe it is your hobby that is the true expression of who you are. Maybe you are a volunteer, and that volunteerism, where you go in your spare time and the people you interact with, maybe that is the true expression of you, who you are, who you want to be, and how you want the world to perceive you. Yes, that is important, because in this quest for clarity, it's about aligning those two things, right? It's about aligning who I am with how people see me, who I am with how I express myself to the world. And that's what we're talking about, is what do you do in your life that accurately or honestly or openly expresses yourself to the world? And that can be a very challenging thing, because it's all about, well, it's kind of like, we'll call it coming into your own, right? Or coming of age. And we've all seen coming of age movies as we go. And that's the point, right? We're moving away from our tribe. We're moving away a little bit from our family. We're making our own choices. We're finding out what we love, what inspires us, what moves us, what gets our butts out of bed in the morning. And if you are truly feeling connected to what it is that you do, then it's a whole lot easier every day to do that. So that in itself is a bit of a quest. Now, please don't fall into the trap that I did for a long time, that said, well, I'll just do this for now and I'll make some money. And then when I make enough money, or when I feel enough success, or when I've done this thing, whatever it is, then I will begin to do what I want. Then I will begin to be who I am. Then I will figure out what it is that I truly want to do in the world. Because, excuse me, that is, it's not a very rewarding, way to look at your future and at your life. Now, of course, looking back, I realized that I did some really interesting things that have now made me who I am. But that's a whole other podcast that we'll talk about another time. So what we're talking about today is, where are you most you? And that's what I would like to ask you to think about. Where are you most you? And your challenge, or your activity, or my hope for you is that you'll start to look at where you feel like you're most you, and maybe you can begin to let that sneak or creep or leak out into the rest of you as well. So that even if every day or 5 days a week you're going to a job, or you're doing work that doesn't really feel like you yet, well, maybe there are ways that you can help it do that. Maybe there are ways that you can find to express yourself more in that space. Or I would also say to you, the alternative to that is come to a place of clarity, come to a place of alignment where you say, you know what? I go to work every day and I like where I go, the people are nice, I have some fun, maybe I serve some people, or I help some people, or I do with something that makes me feel somewhat productive. And then it gives me the freedom, it gives me the platform to really go out and do what I want to do. Because you know what? That's okay too. Because again, what did I say earlier? Yes, what I do is not who I am. I remember years ago a woman that I worked with, her husband at the time, I remember she would come to work and she would say, and we had lots of fun where we were working, and it was quite a positive environment. And I was young at the time, and so I thought, wow, this is great. I feel like I'm part of a community, and I feel like we're serving people and we're doing cool things. And she would come to work, and you know, as you get to know people in a work environment, you get to know a little bit about their what they do on the weekend, and their families and their husbands and their wives and their partners, whatever. And so I remember she used to talk about her husband, and oh my gosh, he didn't like his job. He really, really didn't. And every day he would just go to work and he would do his 8 hours or whatever it was and come home. And she would talk about how he didn't really enjoy what he did, but it was okay. And I remember thinking, gosh, that's sad, was the first thing that came into my mind. But the more I got to know her and the more I got to understand him, I did meet him in the end, is he went to work so he could do what he loved. And he was an outdoor guy. He was an environmental activist. He was a voice for the environment. He loved to camp. He loved to mountain bike. He loved to adventure outdoors. And that was where he truly felt like himself. But at the time, he didn't have training to have a job in that kind of field. There wasn't that kind of work in the area that he was living. So he recognized very early on that he worked so he could do what he loved. And that was absolutely okay with him. He was more than happy doing that because he knew that his job, which was still a good job, he made good money, it financed, if you will, or it allowed him the freedom, let's say, to do what he genuinely loved and what he felt helped make impact, his own impact in the world. And so I realized at that time and fairly young that there are kind of two different ways to be in the world. You can be that person who simply works so that you can do what you love, so that you have the freedom to finance your volunteerism or to finance environmentalism, there it is, and that's okay. Or you can be someone who loves what they do and your work is genuinely an expression of who you are. So again, or still, it's about finding out who you are and finding out what you love and finding out what that genuine expression of yourself is. So I think it's spectacular if that expression comes with the way you wear your hair or the books that you read or the stories that you tell or what you wear when you go to the office. But I'm asking you this week to try look a little bit further. And is there some way, once you realize and once you take a look at where am I most me? Where do I feel the most like myself? What am I doing when I feel connected or grounded or aligned or happy or joyful or peaceful? What am I doing in those moments? And once you figure that out, or once you recognize that or see it, now is there a way, and here's what I'm asking you to think about, now is there a way that you can expand that? If you can bring that feeling a little bit further into your life so that you can feel that feeling of clarity, that feeling of alignment in more spaces in your life. And when I say more spaces, if you think about it, we all kind of have categories, right? We all kind of have categories in our life where we're, this is me in my relationship, this is me at work, this is me in my hobbies, this is me with my children, whatever, my friends. We all have these kind of rooms almost in our life. And so I'm asking you to try and, yeah, exactly, spread it out a little bit and be more you in all of those rooms. So first you have to find the feeling. Where do I feel most like me? Where do I feel the most clear? And then take a look at those different aspects of your life and think, how can I bring that feeling a little bit more, just a little bit, just a little tiny bit, into each of those spaces in my life? Does that make sense? So that was a lot. That was a lot today because there are a couple of different philosophies in all wrapped up into one. So it's really about figuring out, okay, first of all, am I happy? And if I'm not, well, okay, now there's time for some change to happen. And it's about that notion of self-expression. There are a bunch of different ways to come at that. It's just about recognizing or realizing that it's something that's important that we all do, expressing ourselves authentically, so and truthfully, if you will, so that when we go out into the world, we're clear about who we are, we're clear about who we want to be, and we're clear about how we would like the world to see us. And that's about expressing your truth, right? That's about expressing who you truly are. So think about that. Think about who you are and where you're the most you, and expand that in your life. You'll be glad you did. And you'll be glad you did it sooner than I did. I hope that you've enjoyed yourself today. You've heard some things that are valuable to you, and I would love it if you would rate the podcast. And if you have found some valuable information, you think you might know someone who could benefit from the conversation that we've had today, I would absolutely love you to share. And of course, be sure to subscribe so that you and I can regularly have these conversations about clarity as we quest for clarity.